Welcome to TA1, everything you wanted to know about adventure racing and then some. I'm your host, legendary Randy Erickson, and we have the legendary Jimmy with us. Say hi, Jimmy. Yeah, she'll be quiet now. So anyway, welcome back. They're featuring a little bit of Eric Wise from Sea to Sea. AR Georgia, course director, and man who never misses a leg day. This week, it's quiet around here. Weather's been good. It's 1 week till I'm officially old, so that's sort of exciting, I guess. And three, 4 weeks before I head to Sea to Sea. And then get a couple of weeks after that, and I'll be in Kentucky for a Champ Car race. And then the year starts to get really busy. So, on another note, who do you want to hear? I need some guests. So we're starting year 9, I think. It started in 2014. I think this is sort of the anniversary episode. And you guys need to let me know who you want to hear from. Tell me you want to be on. Make your teammates be on. There's lots of people I like to talk to and will talk to, but I've had most of them on. And some of them multiple times. So, yeah, so send me your suggestions. And I might even give you a shout-out if you use it. That's what they say in the real podcast, so. Anyway, here's to at least a couple more years, I'll bet you. And let's learn a little bit about C2C. No secrets will be revealed about the course. I don't think, but maybe they will. So anyway, slowly is the best way to get anywhere fast. Take a few chances, be safe, and thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
What's going on, Randy?
Well, we're having a 50-degree day. How does that sound?
Nice. Same here, actually.
Yeah. Although I think. Oh no. Wednesday it's only going to be 22.
Oh.
But then 55 by Saturday.
All right.
Florida. I mean, it's that's what they call it, but the banana belt. We go up and down. So, and no moisture. That's my best part. No snow.
It's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I don't like the snow. So why do I live in South Dakota, right?
Come to Florida.
Yeah. Who are you? That's my official way of starting.
I am Eric Wise. I think race designer for C2C for AR Georgia. Adventure racer for quite a while, but yeah, now I'm pretty much just designing races. So that's who I am.
Well, that's not nothing.
I'm a nobody.
No. I know better than that. I see all your adoring fans when I'm in Florida, so. So, we'll go back to the beginning. When did you start racing?
Oh, I think I started racing 2005. I was more of a randonneuring. So I was a road biker for the longest stretch, endurance wise. And then ended up, I don't even know how, but Ron Eglin, of course, Florida Adventure Racing, knows him. Started probably 2008. I think we met up in the YMCA and he was like, you're strong, let's go. And then I continue from there. So.
So yeah, blame it on Ron.
Always blame it on Ron.
So, I mean, what did you start out, you know, what, you 4-12 hour, or did you jump in big time?
No, co-workers and I with, you know, Ron, started at 8 hour and we're kind of crushed it in a sense, but then was like, oh man, we can do more and more and more. And 24 hours, 72, just kind of built from that. And yeah, continued on. Biggest race was C2C with Jake Brewer and I. Took second place. I was hit pretty hard with a injury. I mean, I have a rebuilt left ankle. But other than that, I mean, yeah, love the continue your race. Always injured, but yeah, love the racing.
So are you one of those guys that just, you go too hard, get injured, start back up too soon, go too hard, get injured?
Yes. I was injured during a race. I think it was Kentucky with Ron, one of the national championships. I pulled my calcaneal, which is the heel bone, from my foot, and continued to race because we had to drop at a TA, and very bad decision. Kept racing. Ankle collapsed, and then just continued on. Metatarsals are broken, but yeah, so we were official and went from there.
Yeah. How do you pull your heel off your foot? Good question.
Scary. It's very painful. I will not show it, but yeah, I mean, they had to pretty much cast my heel bone back to my foot with a collapsed arch. But yeah, I don't know how you do it, but your calf muscles just too powerful. They had to take actually pieces of my calf out just to kind of relax it. But yeah, that pretty much sealed my racing competitively.
So what you're saying is you probably should skip a leg day once in a while.
You should skip leg days. I do not, but you should.
So how did you get into the business then of race design?
I think over years of just racing, I mean, Florida is the hotbed of adventure racing. I mean, done tons with Pangea, Greg Owens. I mean, he pretty much kept sport alive for Florida for quite a while. Meeting up with Ron and then teaming up with Jeff. Did a few things on my own with Dave Schumann, Weezy Farr, all the old groups of Florida, kind of did that. But yeah, met up with Jeff. He has it dialed in as a good race director. I'm a good race designer, and then just kind of kept building from there.
Yeah. So I'm projecting doing this, but you probably don't want to have anything to do with that business organizational side, right?
It's kind of my wheelhouse, but yeah, I really don't want anything to do with it. I just love playing in the woods, build the course. That's all I want to do.
So how many years have you designed C2C?
Through AR Georgia, this will be my third year, but I've helped out quite a bit with Florida Extreme before Jeff took over. So probably about 5 years total. I've raced it 5 years, but yeah.
So you are the C2C expert.
If you say that.
I just did. I said it. It must be true. So what is, walk me through the process. When do you start? How do you start? You know, what do you do up till, you know, till race day, after race day starts?
Yeah. It's a madness. I mean, the first thing is pulling permits, which is the biggest headache at all. And you're trying to explain to people what's going on and they have no idea. It's a race, of course, but then you're like, well, it's over an span of time and it's all different hours of the day. So that's the biggest thing, is just getting your permits ready and then finding good checkpoints. I mean, people know me for the Cauldron, another race that I do. I like to make it hard for you. I want you to cut your legs. I want you to earn those points. But then just doing that, having the permits and then setting it and then having good volunteers. But the biggest part is, I mean, permitting, just trying to explain to people what's going on and having them be okay with it.
Yeah. Have you found that doing this for X number of years, are there areas that you avoid just because you know the permitting is going to be a pain in the ass to try and do?
Yes, quite a bit. we, especially after COVID, I mean, last year's race was a nightmare. I mean, we had a whole course set and then we had permits turned over and I mean, had them good to go. And then they turned around and said, no, you can't do it. Trying that. But yeah, I'll say Silver Springs State Park. I mean, they were a nightmare to work with. I mean, we had one CP through their body of water, but they wanted, I mean, just so many different plans, so much money. And it was just outrageous to do. Ocala National Forest is not even issuing permits. So a race designer's life, I mean, you're beholden to them, but yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I get that. So when it comes to actual design of the course, how much the area, how much is looking at maps, Google Earth, how much is getting on the ground, just, you know, just to lay out the race, you know, not even getting to checkpoints yet.
So the way I design my courses, I like to just go out there, set trails, just kind of map them out, get a good feel of what's a good attack point. Cause when I set a CP, a bag, I want the racers to have a good attack, handrail, good backstop. So, I mean, I'm out there 4 or 5 times just in that general location. So, I mean, there's a lot involved, quite a bit. And the one thing is actually knowing if you're going to get permitted for that spot to cross this year, C2C, I mean, Cross Greenway, awesome manager. They work well with us, but then you kind of know that area, but you want to get a good sense of, you know, a good control placement, not, you have to work for that control. And that's what I look for.
Do you ever get surprised when you're out there? Like, oh, well, I've never seen this before. And how excited does that make you?
Yeah, I mean, tons of surprise. I won't show the picture, but I mean, I found a big pile of bear crap that was very fresh. I mean, there was still steam and you could tell. I mean, yeah, you're always, and then you're also like pickle parks. I mean, I've seen some people doing some stuff that you walk upon, which is kind of But yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. I love being outdoors. I mean, you're going to be chest deep in water. A lot of people wonder like, what the heck are you doing? But I mean, yeah, setting a good course. I mean, you're going to be chest deep and you're going to see all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. How do you know if a CP is safe? Yeah. Whether it's, you know, swamp or water or critters or bears or is there just a little bit of, yeah, maybe it's not quite that safe.
I mean, I always want every racer to be safe, of course, but yeah. I also want them to earn that checkpoint. So, I mean, I just look at it, how bad I'm beaten up. So mm-hmm. for every racer, I mean, I've been there. And that's kind of what I'm looking at. I want my legs cut up. I'm going to send you into some pretty sketchy stuff, but it's going to be safe. So, yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, I look at a topography map. I'm looking at just away from any trail and I'm going to punish you. I'm going to go as far out as I can and make you hurt.
Yeah. Get that. Do you ever like set a point, you know, come back a week or two later and like to you go like, no, maybe not quite that. Maybe not that far out in the water. Let's come in another 10 yards.
No, never. Even if it's cold as hell, if I set that bag, it's going to be put there and, plenty of times. And even people that help, you know, Dave Schumann and I mean, I'm telling him like, yeah, it's going to suck, but hang the bag there. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And it sucks ass. it's horrible.
So, well, and hey, you got to do it at least twice, right? You got to set it and get it. So,
and then retrieve it.
Do it twice as, yeah. So, yeah, they shouldn't complain. You're not making them go out there twice.
Exactly. I'm the one that should
be complaining.
Yes.
So, how I'm gonna assume that setting the course is the easy part. Race day, race days is the hard part because you don't set everything ahead of time, do you?
For C to C, I mean, I'm gonna try to do the most of it the weekend before, but I unfortunately have to take like the whole week off of work. And then the way we have it laid out for C2C is, you know, Jeff does much of the race directing. So I'm like a day ahead of all the teams just setting the course, and which is, I mean, I get so nervous because you want all those bags and the great placement. I mean, and just handling teams coming forth. If C2C, you have a lot of newbie teams, and so they're calling, asking for different directions. They have my number, but yeah, I mean, most of it is the weekend before or, you know, the day of.
Yeah. And I think C2C, and I don't know if this was the same way earlier, but especially under Jeff and AR Georgia, is very is beginner friendly. Like you said, somebody's out there and they're like, what do we do? They call you and you take care of them. Do you like having to quote unquote rescue teams? I mean, that's part of your job, or do you wish everybody could just make it happen?
I'm old school. I think you got yourself into this, you get yourself out. But I do understand. I mean, kind of growing the sport, you have to have that. It's a business. You have to, you know, treat that racer and be you know, rescued them. But yeah, still, I'm kind of old school. I mean, figure it out, get going.
Figure it out, get going. But when you call me, I'll come rescue you.
Yeah. But still, try to figure it out. And then
yeah,
we'll get you.
Yeah. No names or anything, but do you look at the start line and look at some of the teams and like think, really?
Yes.
I mean, I do. You know, and they're the ones that surprise you by like having the best times of their life. So, yeah. who knows?
Yeah, I mean, looking at, I mean, just as adventure racing, I've been doing it for quite a while. And I mean, just race the Resolution this weekend. I mean, just seeing some of the old timers, I guess, it was nice. But yeah, going C to C, I mean, there's so many fresh faces that, yeah, you just got to expect that, I mean, you're going to have to rescue or at least coddle in a sense, some teams. But I mean,
yeah,
it's what makes the sport great. I mean, this is probably one of the best sports you're ever going to meet, that anybody's going to give you whatever just to make sure that you race your race and finish it.
Is your course design for the, I don't like to say the elite, but do you design it for the top five or the middle five or the bottom five? I mean, how do you balance that really experienced, really fast racers that show up with the new people?
Yeah. Good question. I mean, very tough. It's, I look at who's registered and kind of see, and it's very difficult because you want to make sure that the old guys of the sport get a good course. I kind of lay out big outliers. I mean, so if you're wanting to compete, you're going to put some mileage in, you're going to do some hardcore stuff, but then I also want, you know, newbie teams to keep them involved in the sport. I want them knowing that, like, yeah, I mean, you can continue. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. But most of the race is kind of met for the middle pack, with a few options that you're going to go way out, get some mileage, get some hard navigation. But if you're in that realm, you know not to go for them.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I've found not only at C2C, but other races that you can tell people all day long you don't have to get every checkpoint, but it takes them about 20 hours to realize they're not going to get every checkpoint.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to want to. I mean, if they're on the map, you're going to run and gun. I mean, you want that. So, but
yeah,
eventually they'll see, like, I can't do that shit.
Yeah. So, you kind of said this, but do you actually look at the, you know, the entries, because, you know, race fills pretty early, and kind of build the race? I mean, if you ended up with a race that was 75% new people, would it be easier than some races you've done?
I mean, looking, and it's kind of bad. I mean, I've tried to start racing more, so I kind of get a feel for more teams. I've been out so long, I guess retired, coming back out of retirement. But I'm trying to field everything, but I'm also kind of a dick because want them to
kind of
feel the pain. Oh, don't say kind of. Come on, I am, but. But yeah, I mean, I still want people to be like, I don't want them to, I mean, I want them to hurt.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the race.
Well, it is, yeah. It's just everybody's tolerance can be a little less than others.
So, true.
Do you like make a point to make sure that the beginners, I'm moving the cord here, plugging in again, to make sure that the beginners get to the really cool spots?
Yes. I mean, the major points, I try to give like history. I mean, I love if I find like an Indian midden, Native American midden, or anything like that, that I can put a CP at. Yes, I want everybody to visit because Florida is still a beautiful place. I mean, it's vast and what it can. And so, yeah, I'm going to try to make you visit everything that you can. This year, C2C, Santos, I mean, I want you everywhere, just knowing about Santos, the canal, the barge canal and things like that. So yeah, I'm definitely going to put as much history, and I just want you to kind of get a good feel for Florida.
Yeah. Do you have a all-time favorite CP that you placed?
I usually do. This course, I'm still looking for it, but I kind of think I do. And they'll know when they get there. So yeah. I'll leave it at that.
How about historically? If you had a checkpoint that you really, really loved and almost nobody got there.
I would do last year's Wakaiva, the Indian Midden. I mean, beautiful area. Historically, I mean, just such a great spot.
Yeah.
This year.
So, we'll know it when we see it.
Yeah, you'll know it.
So, and I'll know it before they see it.
I'll let you know before.
Yeah. So, little secret to everybody behind the curtain. I probably text you and bother you more than anybody else during a race, like say, hey, where's the next really cool spot I should go to? So even though we try to do it beforehand.
No, it's always good. Surprisingly, I mean, last year, a lot of people texting and just where they were, the river crossing. At Wakaiva, had a lot of people, you know, where the hell am I? Things like that, but
yeah,
but yeah. Was,
so, yeah, that was a pretty one of my favorite spots. Oh, that's what's making noise. A printer over here. I'm like, what the hell is making noise? yeah, and then. That was a good spot for me, especially when they went to the left after crossing the river instead of the right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, any racers that are listening to this, it's going to be foot heavy.
Yeah.
So bring your trucking shoes.
So, I mean, the race is a little different because the general course outline, I don't know. It's online right now, right? You know, it's on the. I mean, there's
general.
There's a line from the start to the finish, which, yeah, very general. But are you good with that, or would you rather it was complete surprise when they started?
I rather complete surprise. I disagree with Jeff on that. I know it maybe feels comfort for some teams, but I'm more old school. I just don't know what you expect. you start up, where you're going to go, who knows? So yeah, I definitely don't want people knowing where they're going to start.
Yeah. We both know how far we'd get arguing with Jeff. So, right, you kind of gave up on that battle.
Yeah, you give up. I'm going to give them maybe next year. We won't have a name start.
So, hey, you got to switch it up a little bit, right? So why not?
You got to keep changing it up, and maybe we go into Georgia next year. Who knows?
Yeah. There you go, folks. There's the headline. There's the headline of the episode. C2C starts in Georgia in 2023.
Alabama.
Might as well start through. Yeah, Alabama. There you go. So, do you get lonely during the race? Because you never really get to – you hardly get to be part of the race. Because like you said, you're always in front of the race. So is that a little, you know, like to hang out once in a while with everybody?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I wish I would have a little bit more time with racers, but I mean, that's what I'm meant to do. I mean, I want to set you a good course. So I'm going to be a day ahead and just constantly set. Most of the time we have to set the bags, you know, kind of a day before. But my pride is being good bag placement. That's all I care about. I mean, I don't need the whole hoorah of great course. As long as the bags are set, good position, that's all I care about.
Yeah. How many bags have been stolen the last few years?
Only, you know, we've actually been pretty good. We've had last year we had two bags stolen because of the great Blake Bortles of Adventure Racing. Ron Eglin didn't permit a few spots and hung some bags, and the state park ended up cutting them. But after a phone call and some great, like, you know,
please.
Yeah. And so we rehung them. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's actually been very good. I mean, I hear horror stories about, you know, like, especially on the water, these Chinese lanterns or whatever that people love to cut, especially in, you know, the boat section. But we've been very fortunate and have everything pretty much there.
Yeah, that's cool. So you said foot heavy this year. I mean, how foot heavy, roughly?
Is, you know, going with...
Here's a better question. How much more so than most years? A lot more so? A little bit more so?
A lot more so.
Okay.
We're going to keep you off public roads. I mean, you're going to be in the woods. But in order to do that, I mean, yeah, you're going to travel a lot by foot.
So was that just kind of to switch it up? Because let's face it, it's always been a little bike heavy. I mean, it kind of has to get from one side of the seat to the other. But I mean, was that the point this year to make it a little different?
A little bit. I'm a big cyclist. I mean, I'm always on my bike. So yeah, I think kind of just throw everybody off. That's what we did, is, you know, just kind of put a little bit more tracking. I mean, you're still going to get your biking in, but it's a good mix. So, I mean, you're going to be boat, foot, bike, just kind of thing. But it's a good eclectic mix.
Is it going to be a little more point-to-point trekking?
Very linear until I think you're going to get to the area near Ocala National Forest. And then, yeah, you're going to get a little bit of a more of a loop. But for the most part, yes, we're going to make your way to the east, and then you're going to stop and you're going to know.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That sounds fun.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I've had I looked at the map for a little bit today, and I've got like, I'm gonna have to sit down and with Eric and really go over this after I get a chance to study it a little bit more. It's amazing how good a navigator I am when I see the map 6 weeks before the race.
Yeah. Well, it's always nice when you see it. But yeah, I mean, we'll go over it. I mean, even that one last TA, we're going to have teams like kind of sink in. I know Jeff's big at having like a more of a rotation where a team can go out like one person allow team members to sleep, just to kind of keep the flow. That's going to be a very hard, rough course. I mean, if you're going to sleep a teammate, I mean, you're looking at 12 to 14 miles on foot. But I mean, if you play it right, I mean, it's going to be good for your team. Just kind of rest people. I have, kind of a mixture. One's going to be heavy technical. The other is going to allow for a navigator to kind of rest because, I mean, I know navigators always get the shit. I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be good to allow somebody not navigating to kind of go out, let your navigator rest, get those bags, come back in, and then kind of go from there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kind of get what you're saying. So yeah, that'll be kind of cool. Well, I mean, that's also nice to give, new people a chance, to learn it, maybe not learn to navigate, but get a little more experience. So that should be very cool.
And I will say that only two paddles, but that second paddle is going to be rough. It's almost a 30-mile paddle.
Nice. Yeah. How do I say? What's the biggest criticism you get on your course designs? Too hard? Too much crawling through the swamp? Is there anything that kind of generally people don't like just because they don't like it?
No, I mean, the cauldron, which, I mean, people love that, but I like it because it's a short race and mm-hmm. I have more time to really dial it in on the checkpoints and just put you into some horrible, I mean, I love going through salt palmettos and just to cut your legs up. But yeah, I mean, with C2C, I don't have, unless Jeff's keeping it from me, I mean, I haven't had too much criticism. I'm sure I do, and please people comment, but I mean, I try to keep it fair as much as I can.
Yeah, but I think in some ways if nobody ever complains, that's not a good course.
Oh, well, I'll make
right? it. I mean, yeah. Oh, shoot. I had something in my mind. Do you have a little pride in making people, I don't know if pride's the right word, but you make people go farther than they maybe think they can. Does that feel good?
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, just looking kind of when I started the sport, I mean, you have teams that they're going to finish, but it's the people that you kind of look at like they have no reason to even be here. And then they complete it. It's nice kind of seeing that. And that's what I want. I want to push you to that point. But then they have to take it over that second notch just to get over. And yeah, I freaking love it. I mean, this course, I mean, been around enough, and I just love seeing people that are and excited about completing it. So yeah.
Are the races getting harder? Is this year going to be harder than last year, which was harder than the year before, do you think?
No, I mean, honestly, this year is going to be not hard. I mean, compared to the Cauldron, was hard, good navigation. This is going to be, I mean, it's still going to be hard. I'm still going to throw in my own touch and make it difficult. But I mean, it's going to, for a long race, I mean, you're there for the duration. I'm looking for teams to clear. There's going to be a few points in and out that are going to be tough that you're going to have like a good handrail, good, you know, attack point. But for the most point, I mean, yeah, you should be able to grab them all.
How many teams do you think will clear?
Six.
Okay. I got to look at it a little more, then I'll make a prediction, I promise.
All right. Yeah, and I'm going to still go back. I might switch up a few controls just to make it more difficult, but yeah, you're going to be out there. You're going to get your money's worth. That's all that I care about.
So where are you in the process now? How close are you, excluding actually the hanging of bags, how close are you to being ready?
So we went out this weekend, kind of just fine tuned some stuff. But yeah, I mean, I have one more weekend just to kind of, there's a few points that I'm like, I need to kind of switch up. But other than that, I mean, yeah, the course is set. And then it's going to be, I have to take the entire week off of work for this. But yeah, we're going to hang crazy the week before. And yeah, see you guys out there.
Yeah. So, okay. Maybe the last question, but we all know how that goes. How far are you on the design of the 2023 course?
Zero.
Okay.
I think I quit.
Get this one done.
I think I'm back in retirement. I don't want to do it again.
We'll see about that.
Just kidding. We'll, I always say that. Yeah, I, for 2023, good sense, but I do want to start incorporating, you know, more of the like Southeast. I'd like to have Alabama and Georgia, and then kind of, you know, swing in some Florida. We have a good sponsor with, you know, geez, I forget their name, but the hotel that we have for St. Augustine, they're really good. Yeah. They're a good venue. But yeah, I kind of want to branch, especially since I live up in Northern Florida. I'd like to kind of branch up north and encompass most of that.
So see what I said about questions? Is that a help or a hindrance that literally the finish line has to be in the same place?
I mean, with Southern Comfort, I think hotels, I mean, they do us. I mean, that's kind of why they're so good, because it's such a big reception area for us to finish. That's kind of why we use that location. I would love to have different locations ever and kind of get you deep and dirty into Florida. But it's kind of the way, I mean, that's the finish. It's where you start is kind of where we're at now.
Yeah. Well, it's not like it's a bad place. It's a great place. And it's like, where else would you go? And yeah, like I said, you know, what, 2 years ago, I asked them if they could move their benches. And like 5 minutes later, the guys are there with wrenches and moving them for us. So yeah, you can't beat that kind of a venue. So, but what else? Anything else that we haven't talked about that I need to know?
I mean, I live a pretty boring life. I mean, I don't. It's going to be crazy, you know, in a couple of weeks. I mean, I'm still kind of fine tuning the course. I mean, we'll hit it hard. I think, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, whether it's 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away,
I know. Really far. It's going to come rolling through.
Yeah.
Chili dog.
It's kind of, yeah. Kind of getting to the point that I should probably start thinking about making some reservations. So I'm kind of waiting to see if I have to go to Atlanta next weekend and then
for what?
Get that sports car race.
Nice. Okay.
Sports. Yeah. So I have a job with a sports car race team now that I'll be shooting 20 weeks of races this year around the country. So
gosh darn.
It's branching out from adventure racing.
You should.
I don't feel like I'm the only one doing adventure race stuff now, so I don't have to do it all. We got other podcasts and we got YouTube channels and everybody's doing their talks and Jeff stuff, and it's like, good. I don't have to do it all now.
Is adventure racing growing?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to say yes, but what's really growing is the information part of it.
Okay.
You know, when somebody comes into the sport and says, "How do I get started?" You can point them out to AR and AR and this podcast, Brian's podcast, and you know, the women's AR group, you know, Rootstock's doing videos. So, if you're a beginner, it's never been easier. You know, the hard part is people are going to have to start choosing races, which is not a bad problem to have, but
good problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
I think, yeah. I mean, it's a tough sport to get involved in initially, but once you're there, I mean,
yeah,
if you got that income,
it's probably why people, yeah, it's probably why people stay into it. You have to make such an investment to get started. It's like, and you got to amortize that investment over the next 20 years.
I know. I freaking hate my garage. I'm like, gosh darn, I got hard tails, soft tails, everything, but. It's worth it.
Hey, at our house, we have a 17-foot tall storage shed for kayaks. And we live in the middle of the woods, so go figure.
Come to Florida.
I think Paulette actually might be there next week, in a couple of weeks. She was supposed to... supposed to go to Oregon. I don't think that was going to happen for a bunch of reasons. So she's like, well, I don't have 2 weeks. I might as well go to Florida and hang out. All our friends are in Florida. What can I say?
Come on down.
Yeah, we will be. All right. Well, I'm going to hang up and go home and do something. Night out.
Yeah. Appreciate it. And yeah, I'll see you in a month.
Yeah, we'll talk before that.
So. Yeah, no, I'll send you some more links.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, Randy.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Hey, man.
Flowers and wine is what I thought I would find when I came home from working tonight. Well, now here I stand over this frying pan, and you want to come. cold one again. I bought these new heels, did my nails, had my hair done just right. I thought this new dress was a sure bet for romance tonight. Well, it's perfectly clear between the TV and me. I won't hit for the door. I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs for this? Now when we first met, you promised we'd get a house on a hill with a pool. Well, this trailer stays wet and we're swimming in debt. Now you want me to go back to school. As I head for the door, I turn around.